The nation's largest wind farm in Wyoming would connect to one of the largest energy storage facilities in Utah to power Los Angeles in a proposal from four companies today, including Duke Energy. WFAE's Ben Bradford reports the project scale is more akin to a nuclear plant.
It's an $8 billion proposal that calls for a wind farm actually twice the size of a typical nuclear plant. Pathfinder Renewable Energy would build that part of the project about 40 miles north of Cheyenne, Wyoming. From there, a 500-mile power line constructed by the joint venture Duke American Transmission would carry the energy to Utah. About 130 miles south of Salt Lake City, the companies say geology is right to build a mammoth underground compressed air storage facility.
We should be able to take Wyoming wind, which is the strongest terrestrial wind in the United States.
Pathfinder managing partner Jeff Meyer.
Combine it with a very large storage project to deliver very low cost renewables to the California market and possibly other markets in the West.
Alabama holds the only similar storage facility in the U.S., and it's one-tenth the size. The proposal comes in response to a request by the Southern California Power Authority, which comes in response to aggressive state requirements for renewable energy and storage capacity to support it. The companies have significant hurdles to clear for the project to become reality in 2023. First, the authority would have to accept the project. The companies expect a decision within 18 months. Each part of the project would then need various forms of regulatory approval. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford.